Hi, this is Herb Montgomery, and I want to welcome you to this week's weekly podcast. This week, we're going to be doing a little bit something different due to a small number of objections and questions that have come in from last week's eSight on how our rejection of hierarchical leadership styles within the church is one of the ways in which we put on display that the rule of the powers has come to an end. I felt that this week, rather than progressing with this series, I would just share a portion of the New Testament research that collaborates and supports last week's statements. Now, our thought text this week that I'm going to leave you with, these texts are Matthew 20, 25 through 28, and Matthew 23, 8 through 12. I'm going to share those, and then we're going to do something a little bit different than normal. Matthew 20, 25 through 28 says, Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Matthew 23:8-12, it says, has the words of Jesus here again saying, "But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have only one master, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he's in heaven. Nor are you to be called teacher, for you have one teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." What I'm offering this week is a 10-page document that is a basic compiling of some of the best New Testament scholarly research that we have available to us today on what the New Testament ecclesia actually looked like and how it functioned. Excuse me. Again, this document is a compilation of the brightest and the best research out there that I've been able to find to date. I've simply taken this research and restructured it for easier reading so that it can be passed on to you and to others in a more easily digestible fashion. This document is too long to print in an eSight. And it's basically a 10-page handout that I offer in some of my presentations as well. But this document reflects not simply my own conclusions. Only a small portion of this material is from my own research, but it's rather of a vast majority of other scholars and their research as well. In other words, for those of you out there who heard what I shared last week and said, "Dude, that guy's just a dreamer." Well, in the words of John Lennon, when you look at these this other research, I'm not the only one. This document is too lengthy again to be posted in this eSight, but for those of you, and it's too lengthy for me to read in a podcast. But for those who are interested in the scholastic evidence for last week's eSight, where we rejected all forms of hierarchical leadership styles rather than baptizing them, I want to encourage you to please check out the PDF that I have posted at this link online. It's renewedheartministries.com/sermons/LU, that stands for Life Unlimited, but /outlines/16hierarchy.pdf. And if this does not come up immediately, then just go find the new updated Life Unlimited series. Go all the way down to the bottom, and you're looking for a handout entitled Hierarchical Authority. It's my prayer that as we continue to process this information in the light of God's character of radical, other-centered, self-sacrificial love as revealed in the person of Jesus Christ, that God will have a people who finally reject Constantinian Christianity in favor of becoming those who look like their master once again. 1,700 years is far too long. The time has come for those who carry Jesus' name to resemble once again what Jesus and his kingdom were truly all about. Now, for those of you who are looking forward to a devotional this week and this week's podcast, I want to offer you my humblest apologies. We'll return to that format next week. This week, please take some time and give this information some prayerful consideration. This is research our intellects can rest upon so that our hearts can passionately embrace the new creation, the ecclesia that we have in Jesus. Happy reading. Keep enlarging the kingdom. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.